we don't even have to worry about it being there. Just to tell you a little more about the project that I'm working on.
And I'm a little bit deaf, but not too bad.
I'll try to speak up. In the 1930s, this man went all up and down the East Coast interviewing people for a, actually was a dialect atlas type of project. And he talked to some 1,200 people trying to map out the different terms that were used in different parts of the country. And it's especially interesting the coastal area, you know, because so many of the early settlers first settled here.
And dialect was still, it was just stamped into them, and it was just a matter of, and lots of people think that we talk like the old English. That we have some of the old sayings and so forth, but I really have never paid much attention to it.
Well, when you live in a place, that's all that you've heard, and that's what you're used to, yeah. You know. So.
I went to college in St. Mary's, Raleigh, North Carolina, and they thought that my dialect was ridiculous, and they used to laugh at me. But I think theirs was just as bad.
That's right.
But it was so ridiculous that there should be any difference in such a small area.
But there really are. You know, if you talk to people who have been pretty much their family in one place for years, you know, even from county to county, you find differences.
Well, my father was a lumberman, and we lived on St. Simon's Island. That was, they had 9 mills, and they were located all in the coastal area.
Mm-hmm.
They cut pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
And we may talk a little differently from the Savannians, but we moved to Savannah when we were quite young.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
how old were you when you moved here?
To Savannah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was 12, I believe, 12, and I had 4 younger sisters, and we had lived on St. Simon's, and in those days they didn't have public school, not on the island, and so we had a governess, and Father said we were just getting to be so close and away from everything that he thought we should come to Savannah, and that we should know some of the public school children. He said he wanted us to know, to be a part of the community, and so we moved to Savannah, and that was years ago, and went to public school for a number of years.
So you went
in
to
fact,
high school.
Until
here.
I went to Raleigh, North Carolina,
and
it was a boarding school then. They took pupils all the way from kindergarten, really. They didn't call it kindergarten then, but they were just children, and on through college.